This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The World Health Organization warns increasing Russian attacks on Ukraine's electricity grid and other critical infrastructure are putting the lives of healthcare professionals and thousands of patients at risk. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Ukraine's health system is resilient, but WHO officials say hospitals and clinics cannot function when they lack electricity and water. Speaking from the capital, Kyiv, the WHO representative in Ukraine, Yano Habich, says Russia has attacked more than 700 healthcare facilities since it invaded Ukraine on February 24th.
This marks a clear violation of international law. Health should never be a target. Amid ongoing attacks, WHO continues to deliver life-saving medical supplies throughout the country.
Habich says the WHO, in coordination with Ukraine's health ministry and partners, has delivered medicines, trauma kits, power generators, and other supplies, mainly to frontline and newly recaptured areas. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held a minute of silence Tuesday in tribute to Ukraine's fallen troops as he visited an eastern city that has been the focus of some of the most intense fighting of Russia's nearly 10-month-long war. The president's office said Zelensky met with military personnel in Bakhmut, the scene of fierce battles between Ukraine's defenders and Russia's invading forces in recent weeks. The city, located about 600 kilometers east of Kyiv, has remained in Ukrainian hands, thwarting Moscow's goal of capturing Ukraine's entire Donbas region. It was not clear how Zelensky got to Bakhmut, but his unannounced trip to the combat zone appeared designed to shore up the morale of Ukrainians and to dishearten the Russians trying to encircle the city. This is VOA News. European Union regulators said Tuesday Amazon has agreed to make major changes to its business practices to settle antitrust investigations that found the e-commerce giant gave itself an unfair advantage over rival merchants. Amazon promised to give products from rival sellers equal visibility in the buy box, a prime area on its website that often leads to higher sales. The company also pledged to stop using non-public data from independent sellers on its platform to provide insights into its own products to compete against those merchants. Amazon also agreed not to discriminate against sellers in its Prime membership service and let Prime members freely choose any delivery service. Speaking to reporters in Brussels Tuesday, EU Commissioner for Competition Marguerite Vestager called the decision a victory for smaller retailers.
So today's decision sets the rules that Amazon will need to play by in the future, instead of Amazon determining these rules for all players on its platform. With these new rules, competing independent retailers, carriers, and European customers, well, they will have more opportunity and more choice.
The commitments from Amazon allows the company to avoid a legal battle with the EU's top antitrust watchdog that could have ended with huge fines worth up to 10% of its worldwide revenue. Suspense is mounting at the U.S. border with Mexico Tuesday about the future of restrictions on asylum seekers as the U.S. Supreme Court issued a temporary order to keep pandemic-era limits on migrants in place. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The federal government facing a deadline today to respond after the Supreme Court stepped in yesterday, the Chief Justice putting a temporary hold on the expiration of Title 42, the pandemic-era policy used to expel migrants without allowing them to request asylum. It was set to expire tomorrow, but several Republican-led states, including Texas, appealed to keep it. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser issued a state of emergency.
The shelters and waters are completely full today, and that they believe that there's about 20,000 people ready to come into El Paso.
And the Texas National Guard is sending 400 troops to El Paso. I'm Julie Walker.
Thailand's Navy says it has found one survivor and recovered five bodies from a Thai warship that sank over the weekend in rough seas in the Gulf of Thailand. But hopes are fading for two dozen people still missing. The officials acknowledge there was not enough life jackets on board for all those passengers. The HTMS Sugothai, a corvette in service for 35 years, sank Sunday with 105 people on board. Some 76 people have been rescued alive so far. Five have been found dead and 24 still unaccounted for. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering, go to our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Dunn.